9:40 on a Tuesday, Christopher Cross. That means it's time to check in with our friends at SailSportTalk.com. Co-hosting the segment, as per usual, our friend Karen Lyle. How are you, Karen?
I'm doing just fantastic, Rick. Glad to be here on a Tuesday.
Very good. We also are happy to bring on our guest, Melissa Marvin from the Stockton Yacht Club. First of all, Melissa, any relation to Oakland Raider lineman Mickey Marvin?
No, but that would be very interesting if that were the case. But thank you for having me this morning.
Lee Marvin?
Nope.
Okay.
No.
All right, I'm going to name 12 more Marvins. No. You know, one of the things I like about Stockton and why the baseball team is called the Ports is because there is a maritime presence there, and I think a lot of people forget that the Delta winds its way up there, and they kind of think that Stockton might be landlocked, and that couldn't be further from the truth, right?
Exactly. Well, that's interesting that you mentioned that, because 2 weekends ago we did a cruise out to downtown Stockton and enjoyed the Ports game Friday and Saturday night. And we did a hot dog dock party down there on Saturday before the game, and that was a real fun event. So interesting that you mentioned that.
So, Melissa, it was really great seeing you up there in Stockton on Sunday for the Pacific Interclub Yacht Association delegate dinner at the Stockton Yacht Club. And one of the reasons I wanted to feature the Stockton Yacht Club is because the Delta is such a wonderful gem in California. And actually, that area is a national historic area that's the only one in California, I think. Tell us a little bit about the Stockton Yacht Club and what they are doing these days on the water.
Well, you know, Stockton Yacht Club is a little hidden gem, including the Delta is a hidden gem up here in the Calaveras County here, or San Joaquin County. Stockton Yacht Club is one of the oldest yacht clubs in Stockton and the San Joaquin Valley. It was actually originally a men's club that started in 1930, and women were actually banned from the club. They actually, women themselves actually started a organization on their own called the On Trust, which actually dealt with a lot of social events and stuff like that. And then eventually the women became members. The first Commodore was a woman in 1994. Her name was Joan Deal. But women were actually banned from that club for a long time. Recently, the club has been revised a little bit as far as activities and cruise outs. We started, you know, vamping up some events that were not happening there for a while. A lot of the members were older and kind of retired their boats, so they really needed to recruit some younger people who were active on the water, especially after COVID. So that's kind of what's going on now. We're actually doing a cruise out every month. We have events every month and Wacky Wednesdays and TGIFs, and it's pretty busy over there at that Stockton Yacht Club.
I think people, too, even lifelong Bay Area residents like myself, we forget about the sloughs as you come through the Carquinez Straits and you get into Suisun Bay and you want to get to the San Joaquin River. I mean, it is not a straight shot. You have to have some maritime skills. Sherman Island, Jersey Island, Grizzly Island, King Island, McDonald Island, Bacon Island, Mandeville Island. I'm just scratching the surface. It is a, I guess it's a dream if you like tacking and steering and whatever. But as I said, it's a little bit of a challenge, isn't it?
It can be. You do have to have some knowledge where you're going, and you know, you really want to map out, you know, your destination and have some kind of knowledge about, you know, what's in the water. Tides are important. You don't want to be in some of these areas when it's low tide, because you can, you know, have some damage to a prop or get stuck in an area with that might be a little sandy. So you do have to have some knowledge about where you're going. But if you actually ever get an opportunity to enjoy the Delta, there is so much to offer. It's beautiful. The water is great for sports. We see a lot of people skiing and just enjoying a lot of activities, camping. I belong to more than one club on the Delta. I belong to the Stockton Water Ski also. So, and then in a private island, but there's lots to take advantage on the Delta. If anybody ever wants to come out, and it used to be you could rent a boat at Herman and Helens, and you can do a ski boat or a houseboat. That no longer happens, but I think that area will be revised shortly. I think someone purchased it and they may be relooking to revamp that island.
Well, Melissa, I grew up going up to the Delta on a frequent basis with my dad because he's a power boater, and usually it wasn't just the boat you had, but the little boats that came off of the big boat. Tell us a little bit about your boat and what your lifestyle is like up there on the Delta.
Well, I originally started renting boats, like I said, from Herman and Helens. That was traveling a lot when I first came here from Long Beach, California, 1993. And then got a jet ski and then moved on to a ski boat and then purchased a motorboat, a yacht, a 34 Sea Ray in 2020 during the COVID. Became a fleet captain of the Village West Yacht Club for a year. That club became 5-star that year and number one yacht club. We did a cruise out every month. It had actually not had a lot of activity either. That was a really good success. So when I was invited to come to the Stockton Yacht Club, because it had not been, had a fleet captain for many, many years, actually, on the Delta. They did have a bay captain, which is Bob Kane. He has been on the Delta since 1999. He was a Commodore before. He's part of the PICY delegate. He's very dedicated to the water. I think sometimes you just kind of have to get a, you know, fresh start and get people excited about the water and the activities that are involved. And I don't think it's hard to get a boat anymore. I think you just have to have an interest and kind of look around. And see what you like and what you're able to manage. But I think it's doable. I think a lot of women actually are driving more of their boats these days. The Power Squadron actually offers classes for people who want to drive their own boats and learn how to drive their boats. You get an individual instructor to do that. And then you can get your boater's license from that class. It's a really informational tool. I do encourage people to do that. But there are more women who actually are owning and driving their boats.
Melissa, as someone, you know, from the Oakland area, a lot of times because of the crime, it gets the wrong headlines sometimes. And I know Stockton is like that, too. But, I mean, when you think about UOP and all the great areas of Stockton, it's just nice to hear some of these things besides, as we say, you know, in San Francisco, too, with the homeless problem and or I should say unhoused problem. But what I'm trying to get at here is that Stockton has a lot to offer that I think people overlook.
Absolutely. For years and years and years, there has been the lighted boat Christmas parade that people forget about. When I first came here, I thought that was amazing that all these boats would line up and you know, entertain the community with, you know, a good festival like that. I'm currently on that committee. I was on that committee last year. I'll be on that committee this year. So there's no stopping the Delta. I can say that. Even during the COVID, we had people out in their boats making sure that they're safe. And it was a kind of a way to get away and not feel like you were stuck at home on your own little boat. So more people actually were purchasing boats during COVID. And we saw a lot of people on the water that year.
Melissa, when going up through the Delta on the water, there's often a lot of fishermen who are around the corner in the Tules or something with, you know, standing on a small boat balancing with their fishing rod out in the water. And when I know that when my dad goes by those, because he has a bigger boat, he always slows down for the fishermen. Is that something that is commonly taught to power boaters to pay attention to the fishermen when they're going by?
Absolutely. That's one of the rules, that is set out, you know, when you take your boater's license, that's going to be in your licensing questions. You do have to slow down for smaller boats, although larger boats do have the right of way because they cannot maneuver as quickly as a smaller boat. But it is customary to slow down so that you're not, you know, wiping somebody out. And those bass fishermen, they do hang out in the Tules and at docks and things like that and near bigger boats. boats too, because that's where the fish actually like to congregate. But it is customary to slow down and be respectful to other smaller boats if possible. And then smaller boats are also supposed to give the right of way to the larger boats.
And then one more question. You are a delegate to the Pacific Interclub Yacht Association. Can you tell us what that is, please?
So the Pacific, it's Interclub Yacht Association. They give lots of information about laws, changing rules. They help govern yacht clubs and help them get recognized in through the communities of the boating association. There's actually a catalog that actually lists every yacht club and rates them based upon their activities and what they participate in into the boating community. There's more than just fun on the boat. There's responsibility, there's cleanup, there's awareness, keeping the water safe and clean, and you know, the changing of, you know, waterways and deltas and rivers and, you know, oceans and things like that. So they have a lot to do with giving information about updates of things that are happening, what you should be aware of. They connect other yacht clubs to yacht clubs. They're interreceptacle. Once you become a part of the PICYA family, you can interchange and go to other yacht clubs if they're reciprocal in other areas, and it gives you opportunity to kind of experience other clubs too. So that organization has a lot to do with more than just boating, but safety, rules, awareness, and things like that.
All right. Well, we want to give a special thanks to our show sponsor, Pat Brennan of Pacific Gardens Realty, servicing the areas of Stockton, Lodi, and the East Bay in Northern California. You can go to patbrennan.realtor to check that out. And we want to thank our guest, Melissa Marvin of the Stockton Yacht Club. Thanks a lot, Melissa.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much, Melissa. And, you know, Rick, I want to really give a shout-out to Pat Brennan, because she's one of the early supporters of Sailsport Talk and is actively involved in her community. So her sponsorship helped pay for our show today, and I really appreciate that.
All right. Once again, patbrennan.realtor. Thanks, Karen, and we'll check you out next week.
Okay. We'll talk to you next Tuesday.